You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and author of the books The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing yourself as a self-leader long before moving on towards leading others. All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening. Do appreciate you listening to the Walking Leader podcast. I am David Guerra. And today, what are we talking about? Well, we're going to talk about workplace etiquette. Yeah, kind of making the round. Workplace etiquette. And we're going to go old school. We're going to go back a little bit. We're going to go back a little bit because it's pretty good. It's always a good thing to refresh, always good to, you know, step back before going forward, and not in the sense of regressing, no, but you know, just covering the bases, looking at the basics, getting a hold, fine-tuning, honing the basics, and then moving forward. So today, or look at this article from the businesstrainingmedia.com website, and again, as always, in the show notes, that link will be there. All right, again, from the businesstrainingmedia.com, written by the Business Training Media staff, it's an article called 12 Effective Ways to Improve Your Workplace Communication Skills. They talk about practice active listening, without a doubt. That's number one. That is the thing, practicing active listening. Focus on the speaker without interrupting. I know it's hard sometimes. I know it's difficult. Maintaining that eye contact, but don't make it creepy where it's like, okay, what's going on? No. But ensure that you are making eye contact to show that you are engaged, you're connected, and that you're understanding what they're saying. And of course, if you're not understanding, part of active listening is knowing when you do not understand. So ensure you're understanding what's going on. And if not, speak up. Be clear and concise. This goes two ways, both ways, always, every way, 360 degrees, actually. Whenever you're hearing something, listening to someone, make sure they are clear and concise. When you are presenting something or repeating it back to them, be clear and concise. And also in your questioning, be clear and concise, because it might make sense in your head, but the words that come out of your mouth might be just totally just leaves them baffled. So again, be clear and concise. Ask questions, as I mentioned, should always be asking questions. Give and receive constructive feedback. Folks, if you don't know what constructive feedback is, well, it's time to learn it and get to the point. You don't have to master it, but understand it. Know what it is. Know the difference between just regular old feedback, constructive feedback, and of course the ever popular, ever changing negative feedback. And usually when people preface, don't take this the wrong way, I'm trying to give you positive feedback. No, it's not. It's constructive feedback. No. And constructive criticism isn't. It's still a criticism. So again, be careful. Choose your words wisely. Know what you're saying. Know what you want to say. And then let it out. If you have to take notes and go off the notes, by all means. But giving that feedback, again, whether it was a bad presentation or it was the document was poorly written or you know, the phone call was completely misleading, misunderstood, say so. Say so. Look, I know what we were here for, but I didn't get this takeaway from that. I know we had this phone call for this reason, but it looked like we didn't cover that topic at all. The question was asked about ABC, and the answer was XYZ. Again, constructive feedback is letting them know, hey, here's where we hit the positives, and here's where the negatives. And again, when you say things like, here's what the meeting was about, it's my understanding, and you got it. You know, you understand. And here's where the answers or the results of that meeting came to. Again, you got it. This is your takeaway. So again, ensure that feedback not only is constructive, but it's on point. And I'm not saying let it be touchy-feely. You don't want to hurt someone's feelings. You know what? Sometimes the feelings have to be hurt. I have had my feelings hurt so many times. I'm not saying that I've grown callous to it. No, but what I am saying is like, I start to expect it sometimes because again, know your audience. And if your audience, all they know is how to give negative feedback, well, at least it's feedback. It's something. But by the same token, they should also learn what is constructive and what's negative, what's destructive, what is positive, what's negative, right? So again, that's a skill we all need to work on. And no one is perfect on that skill. And that's going to take a lifetime to master. And when I say a lifetime to master, I mean a lifetime, meaning we're never going to truly master it, but we can get better at it. We can hone it. We can sharpen that. We can sharpen that skill. And I did allude to this. The next one is tailor your communication to your audience. Yes, by all means. Know who you're speaking to. Again, speaking to the board, the C-suite. Again, their takeaway, again, they're busy. We get it. They got a lot of things on their plates. Meetings is probably the last thing they want to do because they do so much of it. So what does that mean? That means when your time there is you have that clear, concise, deliver the message, give them the message, give them the answers that they want. No hemming, no hawing. If you don't know the answers, make sure you have somebody really close by that can just say, here's the answer. Because again, oh, can I get back on to you on that? No, we need the answer now. We don't need it next week. We don't need it Monday. We need it now. So again, be careful and know who you're talking to. And again, by the same token, they should know who they're talking to. Next one is use positive language. Well, of course, you know, negative language kind of sets up a barrier, throws up these walls. Positive language shows, hey, we're open, we're receptive, we want things to happen, we want to make things happen, and we want to make things happen with you. And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. But when the negative outweighs the positive, it might be time to either, you know, redefine the relationship, redefine what the goals are of the purpose of why we got together. Right, whatever, if it was a meeting or this project, again, if all that's coming out of that is just negative, 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 and there's no positive or very little positive, again, let's redefine what's going on. But again, it's negative language should not be victim because of the challenges that the project or the group or the team or whatever the situation is that they're facing. Negative language should not be that. It's like, no, we can get better than this and we can do better than this. And my example that I'm going to throw out on this one is just look at, we're in NFL season. It's October 13th that I'm recording this. It's a Sunday. Been watching some football today. And just look at that. There are some 5-1 teams now and there are some 1-5 teams. But I guarantee you one thing, all the finger pointing stops today. And tomorrow they go meet back up again, get ready for the next week. And okay, here's what we're going to do to improve. Here's what we're going to do to get better. This is what we're going to do. This is what's going to happen. Here's how we're going to look at this. This is the new approach. So you see the positive? Yeah, there's a moment. There's a time there for that negative. You got to let it out. You can't hold it in. It cannot be bottled. But by the same token, it can only last so long. It must move. You must move forward. The situation has to move forward. And if things are going to change for the better, positive language. Alrighty. Written. Master written communication. Folks, always be writing. Always be writing. You don't have to write, you know, 600-700 page reports, nothing like that. If you do, well, good, more power to you. Good luck. But by the same token, you should be writing 200 words, 300 words, 500 words a day in a journal. That you're out there typing it either on Microsoft Word or on Google Docs or on a book and paper. Pen to paper, that doesn't hurt, but write. And as you write, you start improving your skills. Journaling. And again, work to get better. Work to be better. Work to do better. Again, work at improving your spelling. Work at improving your grammatical errors or minimizing those grammatical errors. Review it. Listen to it. Read it out loud. Have someone else read it. Get their feedback. Alrighty, next. Open to new ideas. Oh, without a doubt, open to new ideas. You're a leader. You want to be a leader. You want to lead others. Well, guess what? They're going to bring ideas to the table, and it's your job to listen to them, evaluate them, and hey, if they work, put them out there, make them happen, because you never know. You never know what the next great thing is going to be, and if you're there and it's happened and you see the magic happen at that moment, you're in a great place, because not only were you present when that new idea came to being, but you facilitated it, and you brought it online. You made it happen, and that empowers everybody, and people are going to be more apt to come to you. So again, be open to new ideas. Alrighty, let's see. Use technology appropriately. Yes, by all means, convey your message in whatever tools you need to convey the message, email, project management tools, video conferencing. But hey, don't just have a video conference meeting for the sake of having a meeting when an email could suffice. Don't overdo it. Use the appropriate technology for the appropriate reason. Don't just have a meeting for the sake of, oh, we must have a meeting. There's no, people got things to do. And to stop everything just for a meeting so that we can appease someone else, that's wrong. If we can solve the issue, everybody submit your weekly updates to me by email, and we'll see you. If we need to meet, we'll meet. But as it stands now, there are no more video conferences unless it's absolutely positively important or we need to see face-to-face, but at least quarterly, not necessarily weekly or biweekly. Alrighty. Next, number 12, develop presentation skills. Folks, I cannot stress this one enough. Developing presentation skills. Get out there. Any opportunity you can to get out in front of people and speak, do it. Start a podcast. Practice your communication skills, your presentation skills. Share a message. Take something. Maybe at the next meeting, volunteer to present on something new and exciting that's going on. It doesn't hurt. And it also helps you get out in front of people, and it lessens that anxiety or that shyness. And folks, when I do presentations and I go, okay, listen, it's time to ask questions, turn on your microphones, turn on your camera, ask the question. Don't be shy. Everyone here is an adult. Be an adult. Ask the question. Don't be shy. Those days are over. Now, unless you're dealing with, fifth or sixth graders who are just starting to come around, and even them, a lot of them are very good orators and presenters. So don't feel like you're boxed in. No. Feel like, hey, you have the ability to share something, get out there, practice it, own it, and, your next thing you know, you might just be the next television announcer or sports announcer. You never know. But what I'm getting at is the only way to get there is to develop those skills. So again, there's a lot of them. There's 12, there's more, but this article that I'm going to share with you just presents 12, but it's a good starting point. It's a good place to reflect, a good place to revisit periodically, bookmark it. I have it bookmarked, and I will be revisiting this because, again, it's a tool. It's a tool. It's not the end-all be-all, but it is a tool for you and me and everyone that wants to be a leader to come back to and just say, okay, let's go back over this list of 12 items. And where am I and what do I need to work on? And then go from there again. It's kind of like the ship. I don't know why I love this analogy using ships and pilots and the captains of ships. They break out the navigation charts. They see where they are. They see where they're going. And then sometimes they got to backtrack the course. They got to go backwards and then they got to go forward. Okay, here's where we were. Now here's where we are. Here's where we need to be. Same thing there with the charts and everything. They know where they got to get to, but they also need to know where they were. That way they know that they're not going in circles. Already, listen. So as it applies to everything we want to do, or be better leaders, be better individuals, be better human beings, we need to improve not just our workplace communication skills, our workplace etiquette, but ourselves as a whole, whether it's internal, external, it doesn't matter. Get out there and communicate and be better, do better, and present yourself as someone that, hey, that's the person I want to follow because that person is a good and then fill in the blank. So there we go. Alrighty. I want to take this moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast and to invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com. There you will find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, how to subscribe to the podcast, how to get yourself a copy of my books, and a whole lot more. So please, consider this your personal invitation to stop by and look around. The time has come, and we have reached the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you join us for the next episode. Please do not forget, you can always contact me with questions, comments, or concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter, that's the at symbol Dave Guerra, all one word, or on Instagram, Dave_Guerra. I look forward to hearing from you. I am David Guerra, and until next time, be confident, stay patient, take action, and remain resilient, and most of all, be the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.